Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks to Mike sitting in yesterday, ready to go. Although I would have liked to have been in yesterday after live on Friday as the Zelensky meltdown was happening. I'll read you what he said in a statement. We'll ask, is that sufficient given everything that's happening? He does credit President Trump for sending him the javelins that Trump talked about on Friday, among other things. All right, because this minerals deal, I think, has real potential to put into place a start toward ending the war. But first, tonight, and I'm reading the local, and I'm telling you, I've heard she's running for the Senate. Now, we just elected McCormick, and I don't know, Fetterman, would she run against him? That's down the road. But at some point, the whole hand out there in Chester County. Democrats tonight, to a person almost, are bringing fired, laid-off federal employees. All with one more heart-wrenching story after another. One says, I'm the daughter of a coal miner. Oh, we're going country here. And never thought this would happen in America. So one of the things that's going to happen tonight, all these stories get told. I think Reagan was the first one to do it. You may remember the people he had in the gallery. I'm not sure who President Trump is going to have in the gallery tonight. But he plans to go right down Broadway on everything, and Democrats may walk out. And as a group, Democrat women, when they all dress in the same color, oh my God, it's not flattering. It's not flattering, ladies, just saying. It's going to be pink tonight because they say that's the sign of protest.
Are all the men showing up in like pullover sweatshirts and honor of Zelensky? Yeah.
You know what? That's how the Democrats ought to come, the men. Yeah, in honor of Zelensky, fashion
camo
show.
Camo pants, yeah.
But they usually don't do anything. It's the women that engage. That's a good point, that engage in this. Here's the thing, 855-839-1210. So we have the federal worker tonight. The Democrats not get it? Then I put that at about 60-40, maybe higher, of Americans saying, you know what, a lot of these people were pretty arrogant, weren't really working it too much, or well paid. During COVID, they were taken care of as they shut down everybody else, by and large. I'm not saying every federal worker, but I don't think it's a plus to be making this about federal workers tonight. Democrats may hold up empty egg cartons, too,
ooh,
because of the cost of eggs.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's not a bad one. That's not so bad. They're going to have noisemakers, though. Come on. You think America's going to say, oh, they're making noise at Trump. They're rattling him. You got to see that happening. All right. So 855-839-1210. trying to think who would be sympathetic for them to bring forward. Now, yesterday in the Senate, they show what really animates them, and they're saying tonight, if Trump goes trans, meaning starts talking about it, that's when they may walk out. I hope they do. I'm praying they do. This is beyond an 80-20 issue. It's getting into the mid-80s now. The Senate wouldn't even allow it. They filibustered it, stopping it from coming up for a vote. They're going to die on this hill, and you have to keep on asking why. And the answer is, same thing with Kamala Harris. We've been through this. The reason they're doing it, they give too much to the loudest voices in their party who holler the most about this issue. Now, at 12:30, we're going to have the attorney and the mom of a girl playing sports in Quakertown who apparently had to match up against a male. And then she said, as they were walking off, I guess the obligatory handshake, you're a male. That has gotten the book thrown at her as far as bullying charges and things of that nature for expressing that. Yeah. Hard to believe. Now, you'll hear it at 12:30. This issue, they will not relent on. You may remember Kamala Harris. We talked about it many times. Was able to renounce even fracking. But she was not able to renounce that whole series of $40 million of commercials around the trans issue. They won't let you, or they feel they can't. That's why it's so important here in Pennsylvania for that Fairness in Women's Sports Act to get passed. If it's passed, I'm convinced Josh Shapiro won't sign it. And then we're off to the races with him. They refuse to know that more and more of America is saying, come on, give it up. You got to be kidding me. In fact, here is Senator Moody. This is Cut 15 on passing this law and Democrats stopping it. Republicans, she says, are now the party of women.
So what's your reaction to that? And as the speaker indicated, do you think that you'll get another bite at the apple here?
Well, look, the bill shouldn't even be necessary. I mean, protecting opportunities for women and fair competition for women, this is something we have fought for and has been commonplace throughout America, certainly. And who would have ever thought we would be going backwards? Where are all the Democratic women who stood up for this so long? You know, I am so proud of Republicans. I was proud to support this bill. We will continue to fight for this and fight for girls and women. And look, hey, the Republicans are now the party of women. We are the one that want to advance meaningful competition and opportunities for women. The Democrats need to get back on board. Certainly the American people are. And all they keep doing is demonstrating that they will work against the wishes of the American people, who are, in fact, supposed to be running this country and setting the laws. The American people, not the Democrats who think they know better.
All right, that's pretty simple, but that's becoming more true every day, did you think? And the polling is indicating this. All right, let me give you the statement now from Zelensky, and then just ask you the question. And I know, given the CNN even had this, the change, how big of a change has happened here about what we should do with Ukraine versus a few years back. And the answer is that we've done just about all that we can for them. We'll play that in a minute. Here is Zelensky's statement from a little while ago. The statement says, our meeting in Washington at the White House on Friday did not go the way it was supposed to. It's regrettable it happened this way. It is time to make things right. My team and I stand ready. And then he talked about... my team and I stand ready to work under President Trump's strong leadership to get a peace that lasts. We remember the moment when things changed when President Trump provided Ukraine with javelins. We are grateful for this. Regarding the agreement on minerals and security, Ukraine is ready to sign it in any time and in any conventional or convenient format. We see this agreement as a step toward greater security and solid security guarantees, and I truly hope it will work effectively. All right, so I would say that's enough. Okay, that's the apology. That's a public apology. Do you? Now, if you just want this guy gone, you don't care what happens here, you don't care if the war is over or not, then I guess you might say, well, no, it's not enough. But this is a moment here, and we'll see what President Trump does. Unclear exactly what more Zelensky might have to do. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Here from CNN is the polling cut. Why can't I find it here? All right, let's see. CNN this morning took a look at the change, big change, from how Americans looked at the Biden policy versus the Trump policy with Ukraine. And Trump's approval on that is substantial and growing versus Biden's. So it doesn't mean they're endorsing every single thing Trump might be doing. But what they are saying, this is the way to get this ended and to move forward, and that's what they want to do. All right, let me give you the side question today. And boy, this one we hatched out a long time ago, but due to sickness and everything else, should be a real fun one. All right, Dan, why don't you say it, then I'll give you one of mine because this is yours.
Yeah, so Dom, we're looking today for a food that is associated with a locale. So, you know, we got Fat Tuesday going on, and down there in Louisiana, they got some great food. And I would even suggest that I'm going to take one off the board, a food associated with a locale, that gumbo from down in New Orleans might be a better dish that represents the city than the cheesesteak of Philadelphia.
I would hope so. I'll go on record. I am so tired of the cheesesteak thing. It's a lazy syndrome. Every time there's a sporting event here, a guy frying up cheesesteaks, another guy frying up cheesesteaks.
Every time,
yes.
So, Dom, today we want to know, what is something, a food that's associated with a locale that represents its locale better than the cheesesteak here in Philadelphia?
All right, so you're taking gumbo off.
I'll take gumbo.
With New Orleans?
Yep.
Okay, Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, so I'll take two. They're both going to be cheese-themed today.
Okay.
Let's head out to Minneapolis, Minnesota, where they serve the Juicy Lucy Cheeseburger, which is a regular cheeseburger, but instead of the cheese being on top, it is cooked in the middle of the patty. So when you bite into it, nice ooey-gooey cheese falls out.
Okay. Sounds very healthy.
Yeah. Oh, very
Sounds
healthy.
Like RFK Jr. will be lunching there. Yes.
And I can tell you where RFK Jr. will not be lunching, and that is right here in Pennsylvania in Altoona, where they have Altoona-style pizza. It is a Sicilian-style pizza with regular, you know, pizza sauce. But the kicker is they don't use mozzarella cheese. They use slices of yellow American.
No.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. No.
You know what?
No, they really do that?
I've never been to Altoona.
Altoona
I don't
pizza.
Even know. I hear it's in the West. Where the heck is Altoona? It's
out west.
Hinterlands.
Yeah, it's probably 45 minutes from State College.
Yeah, put them
what
on the put them on the list. We have to get
it's like we're talking Kraft Singles.
Oh, yeah.
Kraft Singles on a pizza.
Oh.
That's worse than a pineapple. The pineapple, at least, I get what it's about.
I can't believe that exists.
That might be a thing. What's worse, the Kraft single on a pizza or a pineapple? Man.
It's got to be the Kraft single.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's a Kraft single. All right, I'll save mine. I'm reconfiguring here. 855-839-1210.
Oh, man, that really shocked us both.
God, that's a winner. A Kraft single on a pizza. That's better than a cheese steak.
Have you had one of them, Henry?
Absolutely not, no.
Oh, my God.
I'm aware of his existence.
What town is near Altoona?
It's like 45 minutes from State College.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah,
Newburgh? You know where Newburgh, PA is?
Big coal mine country. And give me a pizza and don't spare the Kraft singles.
It's near Blue Knob All Seasons Resort.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah, you know where that is. No, but Henry's right. Closest thing that we'd recognize is State College.
Oh, God. Blue Knob. All right. 855-839-1210. You can get in. Surely you can hit us with one of those. And tonight, the federal worker, the one Houlihan, this woman Houlihan's bringing, is a daughter of a public school teacher and a coal miner from Western Pennsylvania. Never in a million years did I imagine I'd be joining my congresswoman in D.C. I'm doing my best to step outside my comfort zone to tell my story, to try to humanize what's happening. They really think the federal worker ploy is going to be the thing that works here. You know, it's got to be more. Come on. There's nobody more sympathetic than that they have on the Democrat side tonight. We'll have to check who President Trump will have in his box tonight. I know what Dave McCormick, he'll have the sheriff from Blair County, who is very much a border hawk, I guess I would say, and also very much trying to stop the flow of fentanyl into places like Blair County, Pennsylvania. Don't know if that's near Altoona or not. They have bigger problems there with the Kraft slices. Oh,
I can't believe that.
Imagine the pizza maker and now the Kraft slice and taking it open. And,
oh, my gosh.
This
the,
is rare.
The center of Blair County, Dom.
Altoona is?
Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Oh, man. This guy's got bigger problems. Dave, get somebody else. If they start talking pizza tonight, Dave, it messes this up. Just a hint from Dom's show. Oh, man. 855-839-1210. Jump in. Be the first caller back here on Talk Radio 1210.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I don't know. West Virginia, food associated with that. It's got to be brutal. Brutal. Do we have anybody that ever grew up in Altoona, though, where you're hankering for some Kraft singles to put on your pizza? Oh, my God. What's in those Kraft singles? By the way, a couple things on RFK.
Pepperoni rolls in West Virginia, Dom.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
A couple things with RFK Jr. One, look, I am beyond intrigued by this guy, but... doesn't mean I think he's on board with this one now. He's expanding his portfolio. Two things that I differ with. One, anti-Semitism is going to be the focus. How does that play into health and human services and all that? Oh, it doesn't. He just increased it and says it's out of control. True. But, you know, kind of outside a lot of other things he's doing. And so there are all kinds of indicators. He's called soda poison. Okay. All right. Not a big soda drinker, but okay. But saying that we're not going to allow people who get food stamp benefits to be able to buy soda, I'm not on board with that. For this reason, if they shouldn't be getting food stamp benefits, that's where the problem is. The people that should not be getting food stamp benefits. Okay. But if they are eligible, and we would agree they're legit in some circumstances, okay. Not being able to get soda, that's just kind of retaliatory. You know, that's just, I have a thing with the soda tax and the whole thing here. Ease up on the soda thing. You know, it's not the best thing in the world, obviously. Poison, all right. But this is the first misstep that I see that Kennedy's making here. I didn't think he was going to take this type of tactic. I thought he was going to just try to cut down on the, you know, the beef tallow versus the seed oil stuff. Not to say you have food stamps, you can't get soda. It's poison. Come on. 855-839-1210. You got the side question, too. This is a good one from Dan we never done before. A locale and the food it's known for, that may be even more legitimately than the cheesesteak in Philadelphia.
And it doesn't need to be Philadelphia, New Orleans. We've got a couple callers thinking, does it need to be Philly? No. It could be anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere
in the country.
We had that the other day. Let me just make this statement.
Logistics stuff.
We're almost always talking about the broadest possible stuff here to have the most fun with. Henry, what was it the other day? It was something you told me to say. It's not just this.
Hold on. I have to look at my
movie
notes.
Scene. The movie scene.
Well, it was the movie scene. People were calling with just Gene Hackman.
Just Gene Hackman. We never say that, though. I mean, we're almost never going to do that. It's too limiting. You know, what do you got? Like five things there, then it's done? We want the broadest.
Yeah.
The Altoona thing, I'm going to roll with that forever.
Can I take another one off the board?
Yeah, go ahead.
New England clam chowder.
Oh,
it's so good.
Oh, God.
It's better than the one that's associated with that other locale.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Give me that Manhattan.
Really?
What's associated with the good minestrone?
You can have minestrone. Yeah, that's what it is. It's Manhattan clam chowder. It's minestrone with clams added.
Yeah. Who's associated with minestrone? I'm not sure
what. Italy.
Yeah, but I don't know if there's a particular place.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
A particular food. Like in Italy, what is Rome associated with?
Well, Napoli and pizza, right? Well, New York more so.
Their pizza was okay. It's hard getting used to after good pizza here. But by the way, big trip announcement tomorrow coming up. We're going back to Rose's home country and other locales. Tomorrow, not sure what time that is. We'll be ready to go. We're headed to another, it's just off the boot. 855-839-1210, you get on board. So it doesn't have to be just Philadelphia at all. Let's go to Dennis, Salem County. Dennis is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
Good.
So my answer for today is Chicago and the Italian beef, but even more so the jardiniere that goes with it.
Okay, what is Italian beef?
Oh, you never had Italian beef?
No.
Oh, Dom.
Yeah?
Oh, my God, Dom. Jeez.
All right.
You got to go to Chicago.
Oh,
It's a beef. It's a cheesesteak, but it's au jus. It's on like a crescent roll. It is. And then you put the jardiniere on there. Oh, my God.
And you can get it dipped in the au jus. Oh, it's so
goodness. All right. I'll put that on my to-do
messy.
List
it's messy.
Here. Messy. So, Dennis, what's your comment on President Trump?
So, if I say anything that needs to be explained, I'll explain it. But I have a behavior background, and Trump is double dominant. And every behavior model has four squares that everyone puts themselves in. Most people choose to. But Trump is double dominant. He's dominant when he's friendly. He's dominant when he's hostile.
Ah, okay.
He is the easiest read in the book. When he doesn't like you, when you're in his way, he is extraordinarily dominant and hostile. When you are on his side, he is extremely dominant and friendly, which generally means in behavior that you're focused on the outcome. And you'll say anything to keep that person on your side.
That's an interesting
it's
observation.
The easiest read. easiest read in the book.
Thank you, Dennis. Yeah, well, that's why if he's friendly or on his side, he goes out of his way to say things that are the most positive that you possibly could imagine. All right, the Zelensky apology, though. I think is sufficient to move forward. I haven't heard anything from the White House yet, though, to see if that makes the case. But day is young. Anything can happen here. Tonight is the American renewal. One thing President Trump is one of the best ever at, and it's transactional. He'll give you the promise that he made, and then he'll check the box telling you that he did it or how he did it. And he's convincing. I don't remember any American president quite drilling down on stuff and doing that as an exercise. And it's really effective. And that's what he's going to do tonight. And Democrats are in deep danger, they always are, of going over the top. Look, they're listening to their base that doesn't care and wants them to create a spectacle tonight. If they do, the base will be satisfied, but independents and others will say, all you're doing is being disruptive here. It won't work. And I'd be tempted if I were Trump to say, good evening, everyone. Now on to the trans issue of boys and girls sports. Because if that's the trigger and they walk out, sufficient numbers of them, America's going to see that ultimately. And Trump is good at creating moments here that even if they don't reverberate tonight, people not paying attention to the joint state of the union will see them at some point, and it backs up whatever the point is he's trying to make tonight about the renewal of America. The empty egg cartons, that's probably the Democrats' best playing tonight, but noisemakers and all.
Wait, are they actually doing empty egg cartons?
It's been talked about. I think some of them will.
I thought that was just like a joke.
No. I don't think the empty egg carton is that bad. You know, they're going to do something. When all these women dress up, though, in the same color, it's often just the dean of decency, high fashion tonight. I wonder what pink ensemble she'll have.
Decency.
And also, who's coaching him up? Houlihan is really off the reservation, wanting to bring federal workers tonight, former teachers. Do they think these are the people that America is going to gravitate toward? All right, I mentioned the trans issue. Coming up, we're going to talk with the attorney and the mom of a girl over in Quakertown. And again, hat tip to the Delaware Valley Journal being the only one that had this, who was in a match against apparently a boy. At the end of the match, she states that in, I guess, the handshake line. They'll explain. And what happens? She gets charged with bullying and other offenses in the school district. All right, you get all that next and your calls at 855-839-1210. Hey, let's face it. Most people fear the dentist. It's a real thing called dentophobia. Now, Dr. Bentz knows this, and I've seen over the years how he treats fearful patients. One patient came in with a full-on anxiety attack. Tears and all, Dr. Bentz and his great staff worked with her every step of the way, doing whatever it took, every appointment to make her feel comfortable. Now, you surely probably don't have that much of a fear of the dentist, but some people do. One woman I've told you about from Ocean City had 8.5 years, hadn't been to the dentist. Listened to the show, big listener. I met her. She went to Dr. Bentz. Everything going great. So it doesn't matter what your level of fear is, a little fearful or extremely anxious, you can count on Dr. Bentz and his staff for a pleasant dental experience. Give Dr. Bentz a call, my dentist, 610-272-6949. Make that appointment today. Take care of that dental work you've been putting off and finally get the smile you've always wanted. Go to BentzDentalGroup.com or call them right now and make that appointment. 610-272-6949. All right.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to your Dano Show. Welcome in. Tonight, as I told you, we may see a moment where Democrats walk out, and it will be over various trans issues in sports, etc. Joining us is attorney Solomon Radner and mom Holly Mangalengo, who is they filed a federal lawsuit involving the Quakertown School District and Holly's daughter. Let's bring them in, Dan, here on Talk Radio 1210. Holly, welcome, and Solomon, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Well, when I see a federal lawsuit, you know, just hearing that word, it strikes this is big time stuff. So, Solomon, give us in the legal so that we're, you know, really careful with this. What does the lawsuit say happened to Holly's daughter?
Essentially, the lawsuit's very simple. What it says is that part of the Constitution is the Equal Protection Clause, which essentially means that everybody's supposed to be treated equally. And that includes people of various genders. Males are supposed to be treated the same as females. Females are supposed to be treated the same as males. What's happening now is a whole bunch of biological females are being mistreated and treated differently because they're being forced to compete against biological males who have a very clear and very documented physical strength over them. And it's just completely unfair, and it frankly seems to violate their equal protection rights under the Constitution.
So in this case, Holly, your daughter's a cross-country athlete. And was in a how long of a race? Cross country could be pretty grueling. Do you have a sense of how far this was?
Yeah, it's a typical standard fall ball cross country race that she was in. It goes on for several minutes, probably around 10, maybe 15 even. It's long. It is grueling. And she also participates in track and field as well. So
okay.
It's both. And so, winter and spring track and field.
This was allegedly against the Plymouth White Marsh High School team, September 11, 2024. And at the end of this, how did this happen that your daughter apparently lost to this biological male and told the biological male, you're not a girl, you shouldn't be racing against girls?
That's correct. Yeah, she came in second, held the race pretty much neck and neck, and then was blown out at the end. I wasn't able to be there that day because I was still working. These are held in the early afternoon. And she called me. You have to understand, I raised my daughters. I have four daughters to be very resilient and very strong.
Mm-hmm.
I probably could count on one or two hands the amount of times I've ever seen them cry. And she called me very upset that day. And I thought something had happened. I thought maybe an injury. I thought maybe an accident. And then she told me what happened and that she was, you know, beat by a boy. But I guess to add insult to injury, the coaches then, you know, told her they're going to be talking with the athletic director at her school. This is the coaches from the other team. And she got even more upset because, you know, she's a straight-A student since, like, preschool. Always a really good student. So now, to add insult to it, now she thought she was going to be in trouble for nothing more than, you know, what happened.
So, Attorney Solomon, how do we know that this is a biological male? Is that important in this case? Do we know that?
Well, it's absolutely important, and I don't think that's even something that's being disputed. If they would be claiming that this is a biological female, we'd be in a completely different situation, but that's not even something that's being disputed.
Okay, so everybody knows that. It's common. Holly, did any of the coaches on your team or the school district have a position on this and say, we're not going to compete against this? How are they with this whole thing?
I reached out to them after, like later that evening, because I was concerned that my daughter would be getting in trouble for nothing more than saying, you're a boy, you shouldn't be racing, you know, against
right.
girls.
Right.
And their position was they responded quickly via email and just said the athletic director at our school had responded back saying that the PIAA's taking on this is that they leave any question about someone's gender up to the individual principals. So in this case, the principal at Plymouth White Marsh, said that, okay, you can race against the girls.
Talk a little bit now. You mentioned your daughters, and this daughter is an athlete too. You mentioned one of the few times you've seen her cry. The damage that this does, when in a race like this, if the male is even mediocre against almost a lot of females anyhow, there's little or no chance to win. Was she aware of that going in? Did she think she could still beat this male?
I think she gave it her best shot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if she could have, she would have. But that's, I think what happens is she, in talking with her about this, she feels unprotected at this point.
Right.
So in other words, I can't protect her. I couldn't stop him from continuing to race against her, even in the winter track events that have been taking place, or her teammates. So it's not just her. It's all the girls that he's competing against. You know, even the girls on his own team. It's disheartening. And yeah, I don't know how else to protect my daughter or the other girls that are in this position, but it's hard when you're an athlete and you're training as hard as these kids do, even on weekends, on Sundays, and going on runs by yourself to make sure you're up to snuff. And then anybody who is a boy could just race against them right now. And that's just how it is.
Yeah, and the shock, either out of fear or they agree with every authority there. Now, the daughter, Solomon, has been charged by the school district with what? What trouble does she face?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I understood your question.
Yeah.
Can you repeat it, please?
What is it that Howie's daughter faces now inside the school district as far as discipline? It was something about bullying here by saying you're a boy?
Well, what we're arguing in our case is just focused on the equal protection aspect of being forced to race against biological males. The reality of the situation is if you throw biology out, male and female no longer have any meaning at all. What meaning do you have without biology being attached to it? And it would be the only legal terminology that I was able to find in any case, any statute, any ordinance, anything at all that does not have a definition, an objective definition, are somehow the terminologies that are related to gender. So male, female, gender. Those are things that are completely subjective. You wake up one day and you say, I want to race as a girl today, you get to be a girl. It's completely arbitrary, and it takes away the meaning of the word male and female, which adds the aspect of arbitrary and capriciousness to what's already an unconstitutional violation, in my opinion.
Legally, how does this cut now with the executive order, with the push on toward this? How do you think that plays out?
I don't know how this plays out politically, obviously, or in a very funny spot that I don't recall seeing at least in my time as being a civil rights lawyer. I think that obviously if the Trump administration stops giving funds to schools that have biological males race against biological females or in other ways compete against them, I think that will probably have a very significant effect on the fairness of this and may actually render this lawsuit moot. But for where we are now, there is currently at least one biological male that is regularly competing against a whole bunch of biological females. And in my opinion, and of course, I'm sure legal scholars will differ, but in my opinion, this blatantly violates all those biological females' equal protection rights under the Constitution.
Yeah, certainly. I agree with you. Even though I'm a law school dropout, I'm certainly in agreement with that. And we were told the other day with this stuff going on here in Pennsylvania, the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, they believe there might be at least a couple of biological boys competing at the state level in various sports. When we get into this sort of stuff, and Holly, you made this point about the training your daughter goes through, and all of that, and it could be tenths of a second, it could be a second of difference between the very best and someone who doesn't win or medal, and then you have a biological male with that type of an advantage, not only is it a civil rights issue, it's just a common decency and fairness issue.
I think you're right, and I'll throw one other thing out there at you, just as far as where we're going to be headed. let's just say that there's 10 spots on the boys' team and 10 spots on the girls' team. Let's say that there's 10 people that make the boys' team, and then the next 10 people didn't make the boys' team. What's stopping them all from saying, you know what, we're girls now?
Right.
And now there is no girls' team. There's just 10 biological males who now identify as females. And it completely destroys girls' sports as we know it.
Couldn't agree.
I don't want to be hyperbolic, but it seems like that's kind of where we're headed at this point.
Yeah, it's small numbers, relatively small at this point. But just the idea, the sanctity of female sports, all the good that's come out of that, Title IX, et cetera, turned on its head. So when, attorney, do you think this might be heard, this case?
Well, it's going to be heard at 2 o'clock today. There's a TRO motion that's going to be heard.
Okay.
We filed for a TRO. Interestingly, the PIAA actually is on our side on this issue and agrees that the court should enter an injunction stopping biological males from competing against biological females, but we'll have to see what the court ultimately does.
Well, that's good to hear with the PIAA. They've gotten the memo. They said they were going to do this, so I'm very glad to hear that. Holly, keep us in the loop, and Solomon, keep us in the loop of what happens today and beyond, please. Thank you for coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you for your interest.
Thank you, Holly. Thank you very much. All right, so you heard that the PIAA is going to now be involved on the side of the parent in this lawsuit. That's good. That means they're living up to what they told us that they would change based upon Trump's executive order. But tonight, I'm sure President Trump is going to address this in some way, shape, or form, this overall idea. And Democrats said if he does, any number of them, will walk out. I hope they all walk out. Continue on this issue. And you know what? If it's not such a big deal and we're making it too big of a deal, then stop it. Stop having biological men, boys, whatever, compete against girls. And how dare you, these both school districts. She gets into trouble bullying here just by saying you're a boy. I haven't seen the picture. I haven't seen the whole thing, but don't know how apparent it is in this. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in with Dom. Coming up, Victoria Coates here to break down what's happening next with Zelensky. All right, Dom Giordano's show as we wait with a lot of anticipation for tonight's joint session of Congress. Zelensky has dropped an apology. Breaking all this down with us, the one and only Dr. Victoria Coates from Heritage Foundation joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Dr. Victoria, thank you for coming back. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, good to be with you.
So were you watching this in real time on Friday? And if so, what were you noticing?
Yes, I was. And it was really confusing because I tuned in thinking that we would be seeing the press conference at 1, and this happened an hour earlier than when that was supposed to happen, and they just cut to it when the fireworks started, and so there was no context, and it all seemed really chaotic and shocking, especially because, you know, the president had a really successful engagement with the United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer the previous day. If there was going to be a dust-up, one that would have thought it would have been that meeting between a very liberal, you know, prime minister and a very conservative president. But no, that was, you know, very diplomatic, very successful, very productive, I think, for both countries. But then at the end of this engagement, it just went off the rails, and Zelensky, you know, seems to have been waiting for an opportunity to do something extremely aggressive and provocative. I think it, to some extent, to impress a domestic political audience in Ukraine, and his poll numbers have gone up over the weekend. So that might explain part of what he did, but it was a disaster for Ukraine. I mean, it threw the mine, the mineral deal off. It caused a great deal of friction. He was essentially thrown out of the White House, had a very halting, weak interview with Bret Baier that night. And then, you know, we've had a series of events this week, including the president pausing all the aid to Ukraine last night. Now, quite frankly, I would have done that, a pause and review, the first day of the administration. It's well overdue. So it's a logical step.
Well, let me interrupt and ask you, have you been to Ukraine? It just strikes me, but I'm looking at this through a lens and, you know, not on the ground, as just incredibly corrupt, that the legend of that lives up to it. And the money that's being sent there in that number, even Zelensky has said he doesn't know where extensive amounts of it went.
Yes, I have been. And I mean, that is the reputation Ukraine has long justly held as one of the most corrupt countries on earth. That's why Hunter Biden was doing business there. And it's why Zelensky says he can't find half of the money. And it's one of the reasons they weren't in NATO in 2022 before the invasion, because of corruption and rule of law issues. So wanting oversight over this money and wanting a review after the Biden people stuffed so much of it out the door at the end of their term, if you remember, they were just, I mean, billions were going out of Treasury, State, DOD, USAID. They didn't care. They just wanted to get the money out the door to kind of force Trump's hand. So I think this pause is just prudent no matter what. But the other effect that it's had is our European friends found $840 billion overnight, I guess, in the sofa cushions that they're going to devote to. And miraculous how this happens, isn't it?
Now
they're going to devote to defense.
One thing that caught our attention, too, the American sentiment toward our, quote, betters over Europe. Trump beautifully plays into this. We're tired of that. But the real story, Mike Gonzalez at Heritage, I saw him on Fox and Friends, read his piece on a couple of these things, says that the populist movement in Europe, though, be it Italy and some other places, they're very much in step with Trump and see hope there to push back against, I guess I would call it, the establishment in some of these countries.
Well, you're finding the fastest way to my heart, which is through Mike Gonzalez. He's my only direct report at Heritage. Because he is such a senior and wonderful member of our community and just a treasure. And you should definitely have him on if you don't.
Yes, we will. We've had him on. Yeah, we will again, though. Yep.
He is fantastic. But yes, I mean, he has been traveling in Europe with Dr. Roberts. They were in Spain recently and will be headed back over in April to do outreach to conservatives in Europe. And so they're talking to conservatives in France, conservatives in Germany, as well as Spain, to Giorgia Meloni and her party, and very, very carefully working, in the United Kingdom to try to rebuild that decimated conservative movement for hopefully a change there at some point in the next year or so. So, that is something we take very seriously. That was the point of J.D. Vance's speech in Munich, was to say to our betters, to the Davos crowd, if you will, that they are not speaking on behalf of the people. And this is not a globalist society. These are, nationalistic, populist movements for their individual countries. And my hope is that it leads to a great deal of pushback against the whole EU project, which I think is proving itself pretty worthless and feckless.
Absolutely. So the apology from Zelensky that came down earlier today, your sense of it, is that public enough? Does it check the boxes for President Trump?
Well, that'll be up to President Trump. I thought it was a pretty remarkable statement. He seems to have some kind of hang up about saying, I'm sorry about what happened in the Oval Office, which is what he needs to spit out at some point. But, what he did for the first time is lay out some conditions for getting to a negotiation. And this is remarkable. 6 weeks after President Trump was inaugurated, what everybody said was impossible and that Zelensky would never do. And there was not one inch of Ukrainian territory would ever be ceded. And we're going back to the 92 borders and Putin must be defeated. Well, that whole conversation has shifted. It has now become reality based. I think Zelensky's points are worth looking at. What he's calling it, peace in the air and peace on the water to stop naval and aviation attacks. That's a good place to start. Exchanging prisoners. A historic sign of good faith. And this is an entirely new discussion. And that's what President Trump has gotten. And a lot of people don't like his methods, but I think you've got to like the results.
Without a doubt. So tonight, American Renewal, any thoughts that you have on what he might say or could say tonight that really encapsulates that?
I think I think that just this sense that America is back. I mean, what we were promised with the Biden administration is actually happening here. And you have a president who is doing what he said he would do when he campaigned, you know, in this case on Ukraine. I think we'll also hear a lot about the border. And I know that's top of mind for most Americans. We have a security problem here at home, Dom, that we have not really had since 1812 of, you know, heaven knows what in our country that could attack us from within. And I think the American people are going to want to hear about that. And I think they're going to want to hear about Israel. What are his plans for Israel? What, you know, how are we going to support the Jewish state? Finally, I think we'll hear, you know, what he's going to do about China, because China's behind a lot of this. They're financing Russia. They're financing Iran. They're causing these wars. And he might challenge Chairman Xi, who he considers a friend, to say, you know, come, you should come to the table, too. We should get to peace. You should stop fomenting all of these wars that distracted us and drain our resources. So I'm hopeful we'll hear on all those topics.
Doctor, thank you so much, as always. Appreciate it very much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Victoria Coates from the Heritage Foundation. And a subtle point, but over the weekend, reading that these populist movements are pushing their governments away from just the people that were tisking Trump on Friday. There's a lot bubbling up there. All right. I'd love to talk to the how's your Italian, Henry?
Non-existent.
Okay. I might need an Italian translator, because the next trip will be there. And, you know, I set my sights already on the Italian prime minister. Why not? Last time when I was in Italy, I was trying to get Mussolini's granddaughter on. We almost had it. It was a little language snafu there. This will be much better.
I'll start up with the Duolingo.
Oh, okay. All right. By then, it's not till October, so you could be ready. No, I'm serious that there's something about, you know, we have phones, but when you're in their country, they'll talk to you on the phone. I don't fully get that. Okay. Coming to your calls, Dr. Victoria Coates, a lot that will be in tonight's joint session. Scott Presler here at 2 o'clock today. Scott had one of his tweets reposted by Elon Musk, and everybody went to town. Philadelphia suddenly found like 14,500 new registrations or something in just a mere snap of the fingers. Scott wants to know, how is that possible? Well, it's Philadelphia, right? So we'll 855-839-1210. We'll get to all that. Your calls are next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.